Good morning, 7:42 here on the Mighty 690, and it's time for our monthly chat with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison, who we have on the line. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing great, James. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you on here, and hey, enjoying some of the nice weather, although today might not be a very good day to burn, but we're still enjoying getting close to the 80s here.
Yes, it's going to be that time of year where it's just going to keep getting better and better for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, we've actually remember seeing it here on our book of kind of special events and that sort of thing, but this week is National Telecommunicator Week. So you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the world of police and EMS and dispatch and everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love to sing the praises of our dispatchers. They don't get a lot of airtime. They're inside. They don't have a face-to-face contact with the public, and they connect, you know, the emergency needed emergency services to the folks that are in crisis. So they serve a vital role in the public safety delivery chain there. But yeah, this week, April, the second week of April is a National Telecommunicator Week. So we set this week aside every year to honor them, and it's you'll try to make it special for them every week and give them the recognition they deserve.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I've been watching some of those old episodes of Emergency from the 70s and stuff, and, you know, that's a big part of the show is, you know, you got the dispatchers telling them where to go and everything. Of course, you never see them, and that's kind of how it is. So definitely the unsung heroes of that. And I guess this has been going on, this recognition week has been going on for just a little while, right?
It has, and I think it's a great story. We had a you know, the story is back in 1981, Sheriff Rainey out in Contra Costa County, California, took his administrative staff out to lunch for Administrative Assistance Day, and they transferred all their phone calls to their dispatch center, and their dispatchers were so flooded with phone calls when they got back, they weren't real happy. And so, you know, he turned around and tried to make up for it by recognizing them for their efforts with the Happy Dispatcher Week, brought in a cake, and you know, 10 years later, President Clinton signed National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week into law, into presidential proclamation. So I think that's a pretty great story of where, you know, you have this leader of a law enforcement agency who took a vital part of his team for granted and learned a great lesson from it and did the right thing by making sure that the dispatch team gets the credit that they deserve.
Hey, that is great. And how many dispatchers do you have right now for IPD?
So we have 7 full-time dispatch positions. We have a supervisor, a lead, and then we have everyone else on the 5 more on the team. And they're trained in CPR, and they have certifications in emergency medical dispatch, emergency fire dispatch, emergency police dispatch, so that they can give pre-arrival instructions to callers during medical emergencies and get valuable information for our police and fire while we're en route to these calls.
Well, yeah, and that's something that, you know, they've got to dissect sometimes, you know, these serious situations and decide, you know, how to get, you know, who best to meet the situation. And that's something that I'm sure, you know, it takes some training. And that can be a very difficult and stressful job.
Yes, and we provide all that training, James. So anybody out there, we have an opening. And we'll talk a little bit about more of that in a minute. But you know, just so everyone knows, we provide all the training for our employees. So, you know, don't worry about, you know, do I need this certification? Do I need to go get this training to be a police officer or be a dispatcher? Don't worry about that. We take that off the table. We provide all that training for you. We help you get those certifications. We pay you to go through the process. So, and we take care of all the expense. But, you know, one of the things I'm really proud of, and that you're talking about the structured call-taking process that we train them in there in the emergency medical police and fire dispatch, and you know, that's paid off in our community. We have dispatchers over the years that have been recognized for life-saving accomplishments as they've coached callers through life-threatening medical emergencies. So I'm really proud of what our team does and their level of dedication. you know, and we do quality assurance on their performance. We monitor those medical calls and coach, and, you know, we're always trying to get better here.
Well, that is good. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, this is a kind of unique thing, at least, to be able to have in the county. I believe, is it correct that there are two public service answering points that are actually in the county? Is that right?
That's correct. We have two full-blown 911 centers in the county. And in 2022, just to give you an idea about what comes through our dispatch center, our dispatchers sent out almost 17,000 calls for service in 2022. And what that means is a police officer, a firefighter, or an EMS person responded to a location, opened their vehicle door, and went and performed some sort of function in their role. So that's 17,000 calls for service came into our team this year.
Wow,
that's a lot. Over 8,100 911 calls, and almost 68,000 other phone calls that came through. So they do a volume business down there.
Well, yeah, and even if you think about, you know, the population of the county, I mean, that's a pretty staggering number of calls. So, and, you know, the other thing is, I know Lisa Wilson was mentioning this here a couple weeks ago out of Independence, you know, just saying that we're pretty privileged, honestly, to be able to pick up a phone and dial, you know, three numbers and be able to get help. And, you know, 911 is something that, you know, it's been around for a while, but it's still a such a valuable service.
Yes. And that first 911 call happened in 1968 in Haleyville, Alabama. And today we have this amazingly technologically advanced system. If you have the GPS turned on your cell phone, we can follow you along on a map just like you do when you drive and you've got your map system pulled up on your phone there and you see your little blue dot as you travel through the countryside. We can see the same thing when you call 911. So make sure you have your phone set up correctly for that. And even if you don't know where you are, we can locate you.
Well, and I know that I've actually just heard of people here recently, you know, got in a little bit of a wreck or that sort of thing. And, you know, they didn't know quite where they were. You know, they were in the county somewhere, but they, you know, so when we go along, sometimes we're maybe not familiar with the exact name of the streets or that sort of thing. And you're able just to ping that phone. And that's called the Next Gen 911 system. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, Next Gen 911, and that's so valuable. And I can remember early on in my career, people would call 911, and the dispatcher couldn't quite locate them. And I could listen to the dispatcher say, okay, well, tell me what you're seeing. And so we would have to listen and try to key in on a landmark or something that person could see, and then we could start working our way towards them. And to have what we have today is just a tremendous advance in public safety. And Kansas has one of the strongest next-gen 911 systems. I'm very proud that and feel very fortunate that we get to be a part of that.
Well, and the other thing that this is fairly new, I believe, is you can actually text 911. Is that correct?
You can, yes. You can punch in 911 on your messages, and you can actually text us. If you can call, you really should call because of the exchange of information is so much more efficient. And we can get you services so much faster. But there are times when you can't call, you know, and you're under threat. There's someone with you. You know, if you can text to 911, we will get to you.
Well, that is a really good service, and it's good to know that sort of thing is available. So, you know, obviously I think that it would be great for people to be able to thank a dispatcher. And of course, you know, them being behind the scenes, it might be a little more difficult. But is there maybe any way that, heck, we could send a card or, you know, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. You know, we have people drop off goodies and snacks and send them cards and drop off gift cards to local eateries and things of that nature, and they really appreciate that, it really makes their day. And they are the unsung heroes of public safety, James. And, you know, a minute ago you said something really important, and that's, you know, aren't we fortunate to live in a time and a place where we can just dial three numbers and get help? But, you know, frankly, public safety's in an employment crisis today. And so if you're someone out there that thinks that you could serve in a public safety role and wants to give back to your community and make a difference in your world, we need you to come down here because, you know, if we don't have good applicants coming in, there may not be someone to answer that 911 call. And there may not be someone to get in that police car, that fire truck, that ambulance. You know, there may not be someone to drive that snow plow in the dead of winter. There may not be someone to pick up the trash every week. So, you know, our community, our public safety department, we need citizens that want to serve and that care and want to make a difference in their world. And so if you want to be a part of something that's more important than yourself, you know, go to the City of Independence website, and you can select How Do I at the top of the page, and you can go apply for one of these jobs. And you know, you just go to the apply section, go to the select employment opportunities, and you can see all the city job openings. Jay, I was looking at those job openings before I called, and our community needs your help. They need people who want to serve. There are job openings across the board in our city right now.
And we definitely hope that, you know, people can take advantage of that. And a good opportunity, like you said, training is provided. And so if people have that kind of servant's heart and everything, it could be a good fit. So I appreciate you letting us know about that today, sir.
Well, thank you for letting me say that. And I have to say, you know, for those of you out there wondering if it's for you, you get to be a part of a family and that lifts you up. And it's been the greatest thing for me in my career. And it's put food on the table for my family and given us a good lifestyle for 26 years now. So I'm very grateful for my opportunity to serve and make a difference.
For sure. And while we still have a minute or two left here, we did have yesterday, it was the anniversary of the Dietrich Foster disappearance, and we had the actual senior press release, and we had that on the news about you know, the anniversary. Anything you kind of want to talk on that in the actual case there?
Yes, I really appreciate you bringing that up. Yes, Dietrich was reported missing on April 12th of 2020. There's a governor's reward of up to $5,000, so if you can help us seek justice for Dietrich and bring him home to his family, you can make yourself eligible for that sizable sum. And, you know, I just want to remind everybody, this term cold case, you know, that's not a term that we use. It's not in our policy manual. There is no such thing as a cold case. This is a case, you know, that has been going on for 3 years. I checked the report a couple days ago. And, you know, I've seen leads that have been followed up even recently in there. So we are still chasing down these leads. Our investigators are dedicated to the task of bringing Dietrich home to his family. And if you can help us with that, you call 1-800-KS-CRIME, 1-800-KS-CRIME, and you can give a tip to KBI anonymously, or you can call IPD at 620-332-1700, and you can also submit tips online to www.kbi.kansas.gov/SAR. So you probably just search that out on your browser if you need to, but you know, we need your help, and you know, we can't be successful as a police department without our community's support, and that means that you need to be willing to come forward and tell us the information that we need to bring Dietrich home to his family.
And that's a good reminder that, you know, even though these cases are, you know, maybe a couple of years old, Independence Police Department and the KBI, it's not forgotten. It's not just put in a file cabinet somewhere. You guys are still looking and still trying to get any details on that. So we do appreciate it. And again, some good opportunities if there. People can always contact you. And those numbers, you know, like you said, 1-800-KS-CRIME. Good options for everyone as well. And hey, we appreciate you bringing that up once again on the anniversary that was yesterday.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me say that. And, you know, he may not be in the public's mind every day, but, you know, I get a briefing on him every week, and he's always on my team's mind. And, you know, he's a father, a brother, a son, and I guarantee you his family sure hasn't forgot about him. So, you know, I would be forever grateful to to whoever is out there in our community, and I know they're out there, and I know they can help us with this case, and I hope they come forward soon.
All right. Well, Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison, any final words you'd like to leave us with?
I really appreciate you letting me talk about my team, James, and I hope everybody has a great weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and all the work your department and team is doing, and I look forward to chatting again real soon. All right. Thank you, sir. Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison here on the Mighty 690. We always look forward to a chat with him. And, hey, we have news coming up here at 8 o'clock, 51 degrees in Coffeyville.